Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the final hour of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. And before we get into Monday Night Football, I got to say, Mike, now you're spending the week, you're in Orlando, the mobile Fox Sports Radio studios, Orlando.
Yeah, I got spending a couple days in Orlando, and
days
then I'll
at
be
parks
up in
and nights with
water.
Nice. Look at you. And, you know, it's not spring training. It's not spring training. There's
no,
going to be
well,
no
I mean,
teams
my
there.
Folks are in Clearwater. I mean, because of all of this madness, been 2 years outside of Zoom calls and a lot of phone calls since I've last been able to see them. Okay. Lots transpired. I've gotten just so much more handsome and erudite that, I mean, I think I need to show that off. And it's time. And that and they need to see the kids.
See well, that yeah, that's true.
That I haven't completely failed.
That's the most important
I'm trying
thing
to do.
Listen, we don't really care about seeing you. Just bring the grandchildren.
No, that's 100% true.
They don't care about
you
anymore.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. They cared about you until you got the grandchildren. It's like the movie where the bad guy needs somebody to be the vessel to bring about the destruction of humanity. And the person thinks, oh, this person's going to make me their right hand and I'm going to rule the world with them. And in the end, they just cast them off at the end once they fulfill their purpose. That's kind of you with the grandchildren. Once you brought the grandchildren,
I had a good run.
They didn't need you anymore. They didn't need you.
Well, no, I mean, it's the story of my life. Hey, I got what I needed out of you.
Yeah.
Personally, professionally, whatever. See you later. I mean, I got 48 years of that, so there's no surprise. If nothing else, over a couple of days, the meat will get me. My brothers and I,
okay.
More profanity heard in a, I don't even know what you call it, an over 55 living arrangement there. Okay. What are those salty words coming over there? It's like, well, I'll tell you. We've started to chant of Fire Nagy in our living room.
Well, that Fire Nagy chant actually went viral at the United Center earlier tonight, which we're going to have that coming up in a few minutes. But I do want to say, if you get a chance, I know you're on Thanksgiving vacation, go see Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yeah.
Go see it. If you could...
With the sexiest man alive,
here's
Paul
the thing.
Rudd.
Yes, I know, right? It's such a weird movie for him to do. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but if you said...
No. Here we go.
I'm not going to spoil it, but if someone said to you, okay, think of what you think of, how good you really think Ghostbusters Afterlife can be. Think of how good you think it could really be, realistically. Not like I hope it's the best movie ever. How realistically good do you think Ghostbusters Afterlife is? And the answer is what you think it is. The movie is exactly what you hoped it would be. It had enough callbacks to the first one, and it was entertaining, and it was fun, it was an adventure, and it was a good 2 hours to spend at the movies.
Do I get a lot of Sigourney Weaver?
You do get a little bit of Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, good.
You do get a little bit of Sigourney. Oh, yeah. You get a little bit of Sigourney Weaver. But it's like I said, it's entertaining. It's fun. It's not going to change your life by any means, but you've spent worse 2 hours in a movie theater, way worse. It was fun. It was interesting. And it was, like I said, it was kind of, it was a mix between, it was a action movie with a lot of comedy in it. Rather than just the straight comedy that Ghostbusters was when it came out in 1980. And I got to be honest.
I'm all for it.
If you watch Ghostbusters again, it's really not that funny. The very first one. It's really not. Rick Moranis is hysterically funny. The rest of it is not as funny, and it's slow. And I know that I'm not saying this very loudly because I feel like I'm committing heresy, but it's really not that great a movie. It's really not that funny. I remember the first time seeing it going, oh, Ghostbusters, so funny. Bill Murray's so funny. Oh, my God. And over time, I go, wow, it's really slow. It's really funny. I want more of Rick Moranis. And when you didn't say that when you watched that Ghostbusters the first time around. You didn't, I want more. But Rick Moranis was the best part of the movie. In retrospect, you watch it again. Trust me, that's the answer. Rick Moranis. Telling you.
So are you giving something away by throwing it out there?
No,
Rick Moranis 14 times?
No. I'm just saying, Rick, because I will say that you do not get Rick Moranis in
I was hopeful.
Do not get Rick Moranis. Don't think it's going to happen. I'm not fooling it. And you don't get Rick Moranis. That's the only spoiler I have for you.
That's too bad. I hope he's well, you know, and being out of the spotlight and all. But all right. Ghostbusters, we'll add it to the list. Because remember, like I've got all the streaming services because we need them for work purposes, the kids, whatever else. So like in the last 8-9 days, there's been a lot of content put out that I'm supposed to watch.
Okay,
that
just make sure.
I mean, between that and you know the re-release of Taylor's version of Red, I just don't have enough bandwidth for it all.
I don't remember it all that well anymore. Now I remember when I heard them re-recorded again. It's fantastic.
And here's your damn scarf. Leave me alone.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Garvin live from the Fox Sports Radio mobile studios. But tonight we watched the Giants lose to the Bucks 30-10. And what kind of night was it for Daniel Jones? Well, this is the kind of night it was. Take a listen.
Second down and two. The snap in a hurry. They want to throw it back. Call. It's intercepted. Picked off at the 37-yard line. Look what I found, says Nacho. Look what I found. Bring me some cheese, says Nacho.
And that's McClendon.
McClendon?
McClendon, number 96, not 56.
X-Jet, yo. X-Jet. But that wasn't it for Daniel Jones. We have another one.
Here's the snap. Jones looking to the right, throws a pass upfield. It's deflected, intercepted. Picked off at the 38-yard line.
Bucks Radio Network on the call. Yes, former Jet Steve McClendon, defensive tackle, with the interception the first time for Daniel
Jones. That
might
have been one of the worst passes I've ever seen thrown.
And Mike, my
host in Orlando wearing his Giants gear is nodding his head in agreement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it was really, really bad. So the Giants lose, and after the game, the normal Giants blame game happens. It's Dave Gettleman's fault. What is John Mara doing? It is Mike McCarthy's fault. It's Jason Garrett's fault. Well, head coach Mike McCarthy got a question, or head coach Joe Judge. Sorry, not Mike McCarthy. I switched teams there for a second. Joe
That's
Judge
okay. Maybe
got
those
the
would
question
be better
about
results.
Because no, I jumped from kidding. Jason Garrett to Mike McCarthy because I went Cowboys. So after the game was over, Joe Judge was asked about, hey, your coaches, are they going to be around next year? What's the status of Jason Garrett? Will he still be your OC? And here was Joe Judge's answer.
You have still have faith in Jason Garrett as your offensive coordinator?
I have faith in all the people on our team, players, coach, everything. But, you know, look, we'll assess everything as a team, make any move we need to going forward.
Is he going to be your player?
I'm not going to go into that right now.
Whoa. I love everybody who does that, but we're going to get into that, and we're going to make a decision going forward.
I'll see them all in hell. Oh, wait, yeah. He didn't go quite that far.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Sounds like Jason Garrett's going to be the first domino to fall in big changes. And look, you can't at this point, your offense is lost. What are you really going to do? What are you really going to continue to do what you're doing and hope for it to change? It's not. And here's a bigger thing about the Giants, because look, if Jason Garrett gets fired, Jason Garrett gets fired, the Giants still stink, right? The offense still stinks. The Giants, even though they're terrible, hold the key to everything this offseason in the National Football League, because you are going to get wholesale changes everywhere that's important. There's going to be a new GM because Dave Gettleman is not going to get another chance to make this team because he went all in and told you how great Daniel Jones is and how Saquon Barkley is a once-in-a-lifetime running back. Neither of those things happen, right? Joe Judge clearly can't win. He's not coming back. Daniel Jones is just a guy, right? We've seen him now. He's in the middle of year three. There's no reason to think suddenly he's going to get it. He's like Sam Darnold. He's had a couple of flashes, but really he has gone downhill every year, has been a little bit worse than the previous one. So in the offseason, the Giants are going to completely remake their team, and that's going to be a great destination for a lot of people. You're going to see big names involved in every single one of those positions, GM, head coach, quarterback, it's all going to be there. After Michigan loses by 50 to Ohio State this weekend, Jim Harbaugh's name is going to be there. Russell Wilson's name is going to be there for the Giants because we thought it could have happened a few years ago. But look at what's going on right now in Seattle, right? Pete Carroll left a press conference yesterday. He was so upset Seattle is losing. Russell Wilson came back this year to see if things were going to change and things were going to get better. They're not. And Seattle's not going to make the playoffs. Russell Wilson was good early. Then he got hurt. Now he's not been able to do anything. And he's had that itch of, is the grass really greener elsewhere? You know he wants to go. You know he wants to go someplace where I can have an imprint on the team. This is what Tom Brady did that's got Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson kind of a little rambunctious, saying, hey, I don't like having to answer to front offices. And Russell Wilson doesn't want to answer to Pete Carroll, even though Pete Carroll's won nothing without Russell Wilson. So they saw Brady do it. I'm leaving New England. I'm going to Tampa Bay. And look, it's a great world here. I'm able to speak my mind. I'm having a great time. I've won a Super Bowl. They listen to me. Bruce Arians is a player's head coach. This is great. Russell Wilson's going to be the first guy that the Giants are going to try to land. And he may try to finagle his way there. Hey, this is where I want to go. I tried it for this year. It didn't work. Now you're going to let me go. And I'm going to go to the Giants. And that I just want to go. I want to try it. Because he's got another good 4 or 5 years left. He's a young 34. And he's not had so many injuries. His style of play is not going to suffer. And he still has a lot of time left to be a good quarterback. The Giants hold the key to everything because they're starting over. It's not where, well, I don't know if I want to come in and play for this GM or this head coach. There's a lot of uncertainty. When you can start over at every single spot, that's a big deal. The big three spots, GM, head coach, and quarterback. When you can start over there, you're going to get so many people that want to go because I can put my imprint on this team. I'm not worried about coming in under a GM that wants to do everything. I'm coming in and I can affect the team, and I can do it as a head coach, and I can maybe do more with personnel if I want to. I'm a quarterback. I can have the coach listen to me more than listen to me my previous stop. This is a great situation, and the Giants for years have always been a great situation. I can't believe that they've been okay being this bad for now 5 years. They usually have 1 year and say, no, we got to turn this around. We're the New York bleeping Giants, man. This doesn't happen to everybody. Fester, it will stop the end of this year, and you're going to see every big name involved. The Giants are going to go big name hunting. They're not going to go in the draft for a quarterback. They just did it with Daniel Jones. They're not going to risk getting it wrong again. They'll go out and get an established star because New York is going to be a destination. It's not the Jets where they can't even, if they get all the guys on the field at the right time for the game, that's a win for them. This is the Giants, and you can bring back the glory days. They've been bad for so long. If you just stay in the playoff hunt, if you're just playing meaningful games in November and December in the mud and the snow, hey, that's all people want. You can succeed there now. They're going to be the key to the offseason because every big name at those three positions are going to be linked to every big name that's available. Quarterback, head coach, GM. Trust me, it's going to happen.
I love your process. Fire them all. We just need to figure out competent bodies at each of them. I mean, take a tip from your other team. They got almost got to you in the interview process to be the new GM of the Mets. So when we look at for the Giants, like unless the ownership has already hired that search firm and started to make their short lists of everything, it's a problem. The other, if I'm one of these top quarterbacks, right, your Russell Wilsons, or if Aaron Rodgers can get himself traded, I don't think it happens in the NFC. I don't think it happens at all. But say pie in the sky, he does force his way out. New York isn't necessarily going to be it. What's the discernible talent here? Well, we got these guys we paid a lot of money for. Oh, that's great. How often have they actually been on the field together? I don't know, 37 or 38 snaps. I think the best thing Andrew Thomas did, he caught a touchdown pass. He can't stay on the field. Still questionable whether he'll ever be the blocker they want him to be, but he caught a pass. Oh, he caught a pass. But not to make the point, like Michael's looking at me and I think he wants to kill me right now here in Orlando, our resident Giants fan. But it's just the idea of, if you're going to try to get one of the big fish to come into the massive pond, you've got to have some talent for him to work with. It can't be the, hey, I'm 35, let's start the ball rolling. Tom Brady moved. He had a head coach he could work with. He had a bunch of wide receivers. to work with, an offensive line. It's like, look what we got you. We got five guys. You're not going to get touched. Hell, even he ran for first down. He was jumping past people like a gazelle
sure.
and wasn't touched. And then he tried to roll out of the pocket like a series later, and he looked like he was 97 years old. But that's a whole other thing. That's fine. We can all be heroes just for one day. But you don't go to a place if you're going to move to where you, even if you don't like the front office in Green Bay, you got a team that's going to win. If you're Russell Wilson in Seattle, it's a bad year. The thing you have to have them commit to is, can you get me a running back who isn't made of glass and can actually stay on the field for us as well? Because you know what and get rid of Pete Carroll. That's the other piece of this. But it's the idea that it's time, right? Sometimes the voice in the locker room needs to really think Russell Wilson wants to leave for the proverbial greener pastures. I think he just wants to plant some new seeds where he's at. Look at that. Boom! Gardening!
Look at you. Planting
gardening
seeds
on a Monday night, early Tuesday morning.
You got a big floppy hat on, wearing gloves with rubber tips on the end.
I'm spitting the seeds out. And yeah, Twitter, perfect row.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harbin. Trust me, the Giants own the key to everything, and watch out for Russell Wilson. Coming up next, Jason Locke and Forrest stops by. CBS Sports NFL Insider. The latest on Baker Mayfield, reaction to the Cowboys and the Chiefs. How upset Pete Carroll was. The fire Matt Nagy chance. Believing in the Bucks. Oh, keep it here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Tom Moore, then at Indianapolis, the offensive coordinator. You got a busted play here. And then, and then Sanchez gets hit. The ball is loose, and it's alive.
Happy butt fumble anniversary. The butt fumble
really
turns nine.
Thing.
It turns nine today. It's not very special. It's just a thing. But it's the biggest thing. And it can sum up the Jets franchise in 10 seconds.
That
this
about sums
life,
it up. I mean, it really is. It's timeless. I mean, the fact that it's 9 years old, I mean, it's really scary.
Yeah.
Oh, the places you'll go kind of moment.
Weirdest.
As you think of all the things that have transpired since then, all the lessons learned, and the fact that your team is still a laughingstock.
Where does time go? No, really. If you can
mine's
say, hey,
no better, by the way. So like any shots I take at the Jets, I got people at a basketball arena doing chants about firing the football coach. That's where I'm at in my fandom.
Wait. If the Knicks keep losing, they'll be chanting fire Saleh at Knicks games pretty soon, too.
Dude, I was going to wear, and you throw stuff in the bag. It's like, all right, here's what I'll wear tomorrow as I go to the theme park. It's like, I'm not wearing any bear stuff. Are you kidding me?
Why would
I'm not,
I do
I'm not
that?
Standing in the line ride being a punching bag for a bunch of sauced up folks that are salty that they spent all their money to stand in line. No, I'm not doing that.
I'm not subjecting myself to that. What are you, insane?
No, it's it. Like, yeah, someone else could do that. No, I'm out.
No. You don't want to do that. You really don't want to do that.
And look, I've got no fear, but my daughters always have this. He's going to go turbo on us at some point, just start running through people. So let's not do this.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So, yeah, you got fans chanting fire Nagy. They're chanting fire Daniel Jones, or it kind of feels they are. Tonight in the post game, head coach Joe Judge was asked about the fates of Jason Garrett and the rest of the coaching staff, is Jason still going to be the coach? And he said, you know, I love all the coaches, but we're going to make the decisions as we go forward. Yeah, so that means Jason Garrett, don't get used to having a job for much longer. Clearly, Joe Judge knows, hey, I got to do something if I want to be a head coach in the NFL next year, and we have to turn this thing around. So we're just going down the road of all of us getting fired. So if I have to replace somebody, maybe we catch fire, I can stay and be the coach next year. Here's the thing, not happening. Everybody's out. New GM, new head coach, new quarterback, new everything. The Giants are going to have all things brand new. It'll be Lincoln Riley coaching Russell Wilson, and it's going to be a fantastic time in New York. It's going to work out for them. They hold the keys to the offseason.
Why is Lincoln Riley leaving? I know you like to throw up some of these big names and get people excited. Maybe they'll Photoshop a couple of these guys into proper, you know, sweater vests or whatever to make you feel good about yourself. But I don't know that I even with that giant marketplace, I don't know that I want any part of it. Right? It's why do we always ask, hey, the Bears, you think they would be able to overpay and get a bunch of wide receivers. You know what? Nobody wants to play there. Field is trash.
The weather half the year is trash. You're going to be in Arlington soon, buddy. You're going to be in Arlington soon.
No, but they'll actually own the land, and they won't be able to have a bunch of high school football games and soccer games 12 hours before a Bears home game. It'll be glorious.
Yeah, listen. The AYSO under 14 semifinals are going to be played at Soldier Field. Then we got that quick turnaround. So, parents, if you could leave the game fast, leave the sideline fast so we can get it ready for the Bears.
Yeah. No, look, you joke. It ain't far off, man. It ain't far off. What'd you have? Well, we had a concert. We had a soccer game on Saturday afternoon. And then we had the IHSA regionals.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
We had the Northern Suburbs came out here and they played. No, it's the for the Giants, I mean, there's just a lot that needs to be done. And it's always, you go back to the ownership and really where they're at and what they want. And are they just content cashing a check at this point? Because sometimes I wonder with some of these, the ownership groups, like you realize what you're doing isn't working, yet all you do, it's like building a website on bad architecture and expecting at some point those bugs to fix themselves.
Yeah,
they don't.
good luck with that. So let's see how that works for you.
So let's add more code. Hey, we added more levels. That's great. The base one doesn't work, so it all crashes. So what the hell's the difference?
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So we got Fire Nagy. We got Daniel Jones. And watch. It's going to be Case Keenum at quarterback for the Browns. This week.
Are you just trying to get Baker to respond to you? Is this a desperate plea for him to tell you, you know, like you're a boo bird, like a fan?
Listen, today he took on the fan base, which you never do. And that's the quickest way to find yourself out of favor. He's dinged up, and he's not playing well. And the Browns know they need a change, and their change will come under the guise of, hey, Baker's really hurt. We're going to give him some time out. Even though Baker's well enough to play, it will be under the guise of, we don't want to have this become something where suddenly Baker Mayfield's lost his job and engulfs the team. But under the guise of Baker's dinged up, we need to hold him out, they're going to give Case Keenum a chance. And if Case Keenum plays well, he keeps the job. It's that simple. Because they know after this Sunday, okay, we barely beat the bleeping Lions, man. We're not going to go out there and beat the Ravens with Lamar Jackson back next week. Not happening. Not on national television. We got to do something. We need a spark. They will go to Case Keenum for this week, and it's going to be under that guise.
As we heard them say in Ocean's 11, we're in a tight spot. That's kind of where you're at right now. And I think Baker is too hurt to play. Unfortunately, once you go after the fans, can't play that card now. Got to go and tough it out again.
And TJ, just like they said in Ocean's 11, do you think they need another guy? The other guy will be Case Keenum, TJ. Ben Maller is next, Fox.